Tonight we're going to be talking about sheep. Sheep. How many have heard that sheep are dumb? Raise your hand. How many of you in here have had a herd of sheep? None of us. Okay. They're not. Studies have proven that sheep have remarkable memories. Solid problem-solving skills, strong emotional bonds, and they're observant and adaptable. Their behavior reflects survival instincts, not stupidity. Studies have shown that sheep can distinguish between dozens of faces and display a strong emotional response when they encounter those that they trust. A group of sheep in Yorkshire learned to roll over cattle grids or cattle gaps. Anybody know what a cattle gap is?
Yeah.
Okay, a cattle gap is used instead of a gate so that the farmer can continue to drive through his fields without having to stop, get out, open the gate, pull through it, get out, shut the gate, and keep going. So the cattle gap is this thing that they put there where the gate would be, and it's got these either pipe that are spaced about 4 or 5 inches apart, so there's a gap in between each pipe, so that if an animal tries to walk through there, their leg will go into that gap, and they'll break their leg. So they don't feel comfortable walking through there. And so it acts just like a gate or a fence for the cattle to keep them in the pasture so they don't get out.
Yeah.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Sheep in Yorkshire learned how to cross the gap by laying down and rolling over it. Cows never learned how to do that. Horses, smart as they are, haven't either. Sheep have. Sheep are deeply social animals that form close bonds within their flocks. They display empathy, comfort each other when distressed, and form lifelong friendships. The myth of stupid sheep likely stems because of their gentle and non-aggressive behavior. Now, with all that said, God likens us to sheep.
Yeah.
Not as an insult, like we do. God would never insult His finest creation. We are His finest creation. He created everything with His word.
Amen.
But when it come time to make us, He used His hands.
Yes.
He created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, all the planets, the galaxies. Everything He created with His word. But then when it come time to make man, the Bible says that he took up the dust of the ground and He formed man with His hands.
Yeah.
We're His favorite. Why would He insult us? He wouldn't. So if you look in Psalms chapter 79, verse 13, the Bible says, "So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations." Now turn to Psalms 100. Psalms 100. Verse 3 says something similar. "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Let's pray. Father, I do thank You for Your word. I thank You for this particular passage that You've brought us to tonight, and I pray that You would open our ears and our hearts to receive what You have for us. Lord, we are a needy people. We need You. We need wisdom.
Yes.
We need Your protection,
yes.
Your guidance, Your providence. And I pray that You would especially help me to relay Your message to Your people tonight.
Mm.
And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God created man in a similar fashion to the way He made sheep. We too have remarkable memories. At least women do. My memory is actually not that good. We also have strong problem-solving skills, especially if you grew up without TV.
Mm-hmm.
That dulls our problem-solving skills.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for a fact. I used to work at Camp Tracy Children's Home. We had teenagers come out there, and I would always be intrigued with the difference between the boys that grew up without a TV compared to the ones who were glued to it. The ones that grew up without TV, I could give them a job to do and they would go over there and they would do it. They wouldn't be coming back and asking me for all kinds of help and guidance and answers and stuff like that. They would just figure it out. Whereas the ones that grew up with TV and their creativity had been dulled would always come back to me and, "Brothers, I don't know what to do about this. I can't figure this out." And they didn't even try.
Oh, wow.
They could.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't try. But we have been created with strong problem-solving skills. We just sometimes dull it. We also have strong emotional bonds with people. Mm. Right?
Yes.
We're very observant and adaptable. We certainly have strong survival instincts.
Mm-hmm.
The main difference between us and sheep is that God gave us an eternal soul.
Mm. Amen.
And the free will to choose our own way.
Right.
God did that because He wants us to choose to love Him.
Yes, He does.
That's right.
If he made us to just automatically love Him, that wouldn't be love.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's why there's sin in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Many times, unsaved people will blast out to God or towards God comments such as, "Well, if God was real, He wouldn't allow that to happen."
Mm.
But He has to.
Yeah.
He has to because that's how He made us. He made us to have a free will, to choose to love Him and obey Him, or to choose not to. Many times, we choose not to.
Sad.
And that's the problem with our free will.
Mm-hmm.
We think we own the pasture.
Oh.
That's my car.
Yeah, come on.
That's my house.
Right.
That's my bank account.
Ah.
Those are my qualities.
Mm.
That's just my talent.
Mm.
Everything is mine, I think.
Mm.
You think too. That's why we have labeled it my house. My yard.
Yeah.
That's why we get upset when somebody dents my car. Psalms 103, we're going to read that again. Know ye that the Lord, He is God, the Creator of all things.
Bless the Lord.
It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We're His people, and the sheep of His pasture. We don't own the pasture. We're not here to fulfill our dreams.
That's right.
Or find ourselves.
Right. Amen.
We're not here to make more money than we can spend. But that's what we think.
Mm.
Our selfishness and our greed drives us to be unwilling to seek God's plan for ourselves.
Wow. Amen.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Mm.
What are you doing on Tuesday?
Yeah.
What's your plan?
Mm.
If you plan to get up and spend 15 minutes praying or reading your Bible, and then go in and spend the other 16, 17 hours doing what you want to do, and never include God, never determine, why am I here anyway? God had to create me for some reason.
That's right.
And it wasn't just go out there and earn enough money to pay my bills and do that every day of my life. God has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me.
Yes.
And yes, it does include working. That's part of His plan. But then there's eternity to consider. Not just ours, but theirs. Those people that God puts in our path. Those people that we're supposed to shine a light to. Are you doing that? Are you doing that deliberately? Or do you get up in the morning and plan to give God just a few minutes of your time and then spend the rest of the day for yourself? I have to admit, many times I've been guilty of doing that.
Yes, me too.
That's the problem with having a free will.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep? They go out there and they eat grass like they're supposed to. They stay in the herd like they're supposed to. They do what they're supposed to. When it comes time to shear the wool off of them, they go down the chute like they're supposed to. They stand there and let you shave it off of them. And then they go back out there and eat some more and grow some more wool. And they do exactly what they're supposed to.
Right.
We're the ones that are bucking the system.
Mm.
God's system.
Lord, help us.
And because of our free will, we've slid into a path where we are seeking self-fulfillment instead of seeking God.
Amen.
That's why we struggle being envious of unsaved people for the things that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because we still think that that's where success is. Having stuff. Remember what Solomon said? The eyes of man are never satisfied.
Mm.
That's your eyes.
Amen.
That's my eyes.
Right, right.
We can never get enough.
Lord help us.
And because of that, we consistently are looking to get more.
Mm.
That's why we struggle being envious of other people.
That's right.
That's why we argue with people. Because we want our way. You don't ever see sheep out there arguing. They seem to get along real good, actually.
Yeah.
You ate my grass. That don't happen.
No.
It happens with us. We want our way and we get mad when we don't get it. We cause a scene. We argue with that person. We blame them. We accuse them. All the while, we're the ones with the problem.
Yes, sir.
That's also why we complain about our circumstances. Mm. Because things aren't going like we want. We have this idea that life is supposed to be problem-free. Mm. And get upset, even with God, when it doesn't. We're in God's pasture, not ours.
Mm. That's right.
Amen. We don't have a pasture.
Amen.
We don't have a car.
Amen.
We don't have a house. A yard. That's God's. We're just stewards. We don't even have a body. This isn't my body. This is God's body.
That's good.
We're just stewards. We don't have a plan. Mm. Or at least, we shouldn't. If you do, and it doesn't include God's plan, it will fail. There are no plans that will succeed aside from God's plan. Ever. It may seem to, temporarily, but it will fail. True success is finding out what God wants you to do, why He put you here.
Amen.
And then setting out on a lifelong mission doing just that. That may include no money. Mm-hmm. It may include having really nothing. Remember, Jesus was a pauper. True success does not mean that we will always have everything we want. In fact, that'll never happen. True success is all around doing what God put us here for. What did He put you here for? What's His plan for you? Mm. What does He want you to do tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about tomorrow at 1 o'clock or at 5 o'clock, not at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
What does God want you to do tomorrow? I said, Brother Bruce, I don't really know. Then I would suggest that you find out. Mm-hmm. And that won't be easy.
Amen.
It's not like God's going to just drop a 3x5 card on your desk with your instructions. Mm. If you look into the scripture much at all, you'll find that it's an endeavor. It can be a troublesome search.
Yeah.
Tiresome search to seek after God's plan and what He wants from you.
Yes, sir.
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. It's not easy. Mm. That's why we don't do it. We want easy. Seek God's plan for your life.
Yeah.
Find out what He wants for you to do, what His plan is for you, and then set out on a lifelong mission doing just that. And you will be successful. That's true success. It'll require diligent study of God's Word.
Amen.
It'll also require constant dependence on the Good Shepherd.
That's right.
It'll also require a daily dying to self and submitting to the Holy Spirit.
That's so true.
You cannot fulfill God's plan and be selfish at the same time. You cannot fulfill God's plan without diligent study of His Word. That's where the answers are.
Amen. Amen.
But it's not easy. It's not easy because the easy stuff is really what's grabbing our attention anyway.
Yeah.
We talked about that on Thursday night in our men's meeting. The easy stuff is easy because the devil makes it that way. Good things are worth working for.
Yes, sir.
Steer away from easy. Spend time in diligent study of God's Word and seeking His plan for your life. He has one. When you find that out and you set out on a lifelong goal to do it, you will find that you have complete fulfillment, joy overflowing, peace like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
You still have problems. That's part of God's plan. But at least now you have answers for those problems. You know what to do with them.
Yes, sir.
You know what to do in them.
Right.
We are like sheep. But that's not a bad thing. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word, and I do thank You for showing us tonight that we need You. Thank You for showing us that You own all things. You are our Good Shepherd. You have a plan for us, and that we are in Your pasture. Lord, help us to submit to You, obey You, trust You, and to seek You daily.
Yes.
I thank You for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to invite you to the altar.